The board of the Ghana National Gas Company has approved a request by the CEO, George Sipayanki, to proceed on terminal leave effective February 1, 2017. Corporate Communications Manager of Ghana Gas, Alfred Ogbami, said Dr. Yanki leaves behind an inspirational legacy of overseeing the conception, birth and growth of Ghana's premier national gas processing company, among other achievements. The main challenge for his successor is the inability of Ghana Gas Mainstream off-taker VRA to pay over $450 million debt owed the company for leaking gas supplied to the Abwaze thermal enclave to generate electricity.
The Ghana National Fire Service has created a platform for all oil marketing companies, OMCs, and operators of LPG stations to learn how to tackle gas explosions before the arrival of fire officers at the scene. It came to light at the open discussions that water, which is often used as the initial stage of fighting gas explosions, rather escalate the situation. The Director of Fire Safety at the Ghana National Fire Service, DCFO William Yawson, said gas explosions recorded in the country can be avoided by adhering to simple rules such as switching off car engines before filling and loosening the regulator on the gas cylinder when not in use. He frowned at the situation where gas tankers are immediately offloaded on arrival instead of waiting for the proposed 12 hours to discharge it. There is a report by Irab Napaha.
The country has recorded gas explosions over the years, with the latest around the Trade Fair Center La, which killed more than 10 people. With a mandate to issue fire certificate and ensure that rules and regulations regarding the use, sale and establishment of gas stations are adhered to, personnel of the Ghana National Fire Service have been touring the country periodically to enforce the necessary measures. In the process, a number of stations have been closed down and their certificates withdrawn. To drive home its fire safety measures, Ghana National Fire Service have held an open forum with oil marketing companies and LPG stations in Accra. The Director of Fire Safety, DCFO William Yawson, explained the characteristics of LPG and what should be done during an explosion.
We will implement the needed safety measures at our gas stations to ensure safety for ourselves, our products, and the citizenry. After you have received your product and you are retailing, how do you go about it in serving it out to the public? What is the LPG? The first characteristic is that they are heavier than air, and because of that, they are able to displace air and then creep in drains and can travel about 2 kilometers away to go and source for fire and bring it back to the source of liquid. That is how LPG is. They are lighter than water. So when you are using water to fight the LPG, they can float. They will float on the water you are using, and then they will even spread the fire. So the best way to fight LPG fire is to make sure that it doesn't occur at all. 100 gallons of LPG gas in a particular container, and it is on fire, it can expand, multiply it by 80. It means it will fall a big ball of conflagration, and it leads to explosion.
A representative of the OMCs, Kweku Ajimandria, made reference to the trade fair explosion and the lessons it offers to those in the business.
It is clear that safety and operational risks are truly at the heart of the oil marketing companies and liquefied petroleum gas marketers. And thus, the trade fair LPG accident remind us of all the consequences with things that go wrong. They also provide lessons from which we all can learn and improve. That is the challenge for all of us.
The participants raised concerns, which includes the undue delays in the acquiring of fire certificates, the late arrival of officers during explosions, lack of timely and relevant information on fire disasters. The Ghana National Fire Service said they will work closely with them in order to prevent explosions in future.